27 yards of carry since you came to the Eagles, and a good amount of them are coming after contact. Do you feel more fresh late in the year, this year, maybe because you haven't had as many carries as you typically have?
No, I feel great, and my game has always been, you know, around yards after contact. If you follow my career, you know, I feel like I've always had great yard after contact numbers, and I think that's just off of my mentality of my running style, just being aggressive and not wanting to get taken down. So I think that that's just a result of that. And then the feeling fresh right now, I think it's also a result of this training staff. I really, since being here, I've felt like they've done a great job in just doing different things with me and keeping me feeling great. So I really would put a credit to this training room, just how they do things here, that just kept me feeling good.
The NFL film put a little clip out of when Carson got hurt and you were on the sideline. It said something like, he caught you saying, you know, he's got to stop doing that when he got hurt or something like that. I don't know, you probably didn't know the injury at the time, but could you further explain what you meant by that?
I haven't seen the clip. But you said it was when Carson ran.
When he ran.
I mean, if you watch that hit, man, that's a pretty violent hit.
Yeah.
You know, obviously me being a running back and knowing that's our QB, you never want to see a guy take a violent hit like that. Because even as running backs, I was even telling our guys, like, if one of us got hit like that, we'd be like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a cracking hit. And knowing the kind of player that Carson is, you know, he's a guy that he's a baller, he's relentless, and, you know, he makes plays on his feet. So, you know, that you got to take kind of the good with the bad. But it was just really coming from just seeing the hit. You never really want to see your guy, you know, number 11. I never want to see him take hits like that. So I think that's really where it came down from. Obviously not knowing the extent of it, you know, so it sucks, you know, now. Obviously, man, that he got seriously hurt. So, yeah, it was really more of just, you know, concern, really just want to make sure he's okay. You never want to see him get hit like that.
Is that something you had noticed he'd been doing since you got here in terms of, like, you know, not sliding, that type of thing? Because it seemed like you, not frustration, but just kind of like, well, he's got to stop doing that. Is that something you had noticed in his style of play?
Like I said, he's relentless, man, and he makes a lot of crazy plays with his feet, and you know, it helps our offense a lot. But at the same time, as a teammate, you know, and as a friend, you never want to see, especially your quarterback, you know, you never want to see him get hit, like, regardless whether it's when he's sliding and a guy hits him late or whether he's striving for extra yards. Me personally, I just never want anyone to hit my quarterback. So for that to have been such a violent hit, it was really like, man, I don't want to keep seeing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to keep taking those kind of hits, because obviously, you know, they can take a toll. So.